don't know what happened, but I got a headache from it now.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I took a drink of coffee, and all of a sudden it comes spewing out my nose and my mouth all over Jesse.
That doesn't seem right.
It wasn't a cough. It wasn't a burp. It was just... Yeah.
You shot coffee out of your face?
I shot coffee out of my nose and my mouth all over my daughter at breakfast.
On Mother's Day?
On Mother's Day. And she didn't even say anything to offend me.
Oh, so it was like a spit take.
The only thing I'm trying to... It's like a brain fart that actually has... I have no idea. Because usually, like, if you cough or you swallow wrong, it'll happen. There was none of that. It just spewed. So how's your puppies?
Super duper.
Don't you love them?
They love coming here, actually. And they were they were a little more than upset. I think they knew where you know how you project your what you're thinking onto them.
You're talking to the animal lady, okay?
Yeah.
I used to be able to blame Jen.
We were over here yesterday with them.
Though. Oh, really? Do they get out on the side and run and play?
Oh, yeah, they go crazy. And Monkey's finally figured out you're supposed to bring the ball back. But Ruby...
Oh, really?
Ruby runs out and is faster than Monkey and gets the ball first, but won't pick it up, lets Monkey pick it up. And then they both come back.
She's so nice.
But yesterday they found this pond over here, and they were both in the pond.
Really? They both like water?
Oh, they were... Well, Monkey especially, but whatever Monkey does, Ruby will do. So.
Well, that's good. They needed each other.
Yes, they did.
Probably took Ruby a while to realize that another dog could be around her without putting holes in her body. Yeah, my life's getting ready to change, though. Jen goes and moves full-time on campus July 17th. And she's taking all the reptiles, all the anything that slithers, hisses, has long tails.
They're going to live with her, too?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep, well, and she's taken two of the five dogs. So, I am going to be, I'm no longer going to be the lady with all the animals.
Where's she living? At a vet's or something?
No, it's a house off campus. Her and four other girls are renting it. And she's got a great big room, and it's kind of like a tri-level. They've got like a common area in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And three bedrooms are upstairs, and then Jenny's got, her and a real good friend of hers are in the basement.
Hmm.
She's taken all her snakes, rats, cockroaches, tarantulas, and two of the five dogs. So, hey, it's going to be weird, though. I mean, it's
going to be quiet.
It is. And, I mean, I just don't know what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to join a group or something.
Well, there you go.
crocheting club or something. So what do I do?
You put on your headphones.
Walk me through it, baby. Walk me through it. Okay.
And that's your volume button right here.
On your headphones.
On your headphones,
really?
So you can hear us
not
talking.
On your voice, but on your headphones.
No, your voice is in our headphones.
Right.
Okay, I'm not turned up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Testing.
Hold on, I got to take off my new earrings.
Where'd you get new earrings?
I got new earrings from my daughter.
No kidding.
Yeah, the one that likes me.
One out of three. That's not terrible.
I'm pretty proud of those odds.
33%. Major League Baseball, you'd be in the Hall of Fame.
There we have it. Mother of the Year.
Have you seen any of the other, just this one? Or you see any of the other children?
I've seen all three. All three of the girls. My son, though, remarkably enough, did send me a text. So.
Okay.
Yeah. We get points for the effort on that one.
Okay, now you got to lean into your mic so you can talk.
Oh, gosh. I'm starting to get excited.
You're excited? Not as excited as I am.
Oh, I can't even look at that. Well, like I mentioned, I actually had a date the other day.
She had a date?
I had a date.
She came to my house first.
Yeah. She was going to help me, but she didn't.
She said it was an epic fail, is what she said.
Really?
Yeah.
Epic, as I understand, I sent the text message to you, and I misspelled the word epic.
That wasn't me.
Oh, must have been the other two-thirds. One of the other two-thirds.
It wasn't me. You didn't send epic fail to me.
Yes, I did. I got it right here. But I misspelled it.
Well, maybe that's why I didn't understand what you were saying.
How did you spell epic?
E-P-P-I-C.
It was epic.
It was epic.
Really, really big epic. Epic.
It was.
That's funny to say the double letter, because when we, when you were married to Lloyd, we always said Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Because he had two L's.
Because he had two L's.
Like
Lloyd.
It's like La Llama.
La Llama. Lloyd.
When I was a kid growing up, there was a news reporter, and actually she went on, I think she did morning news on QFM 96. Her name was Pat La Llama. But it was.
But she pronounced it La Llama?
No, it was L-A. L-L-A-M-A.
Oh. Well, there you go.
I used to laugh every time, and no one knew what I was laughing at.
Well, like, I guess if there's two L's in the middle, you don't say like... Or,
La Llama.
Or you don't... I mean, you don't say like... Balloons.
This is obviously something Schoolhouse Rock never covered.
Balloons.
Ba-ba.
But if it's double, like Aaron, our friend, one of our faithful...
Aaron, yeah.
OTA listeners spells her name Aaron.
Well, Key and Peele started that with Aaron. And
I don't know if they started it.
Dean Ice and
right,
Mr. Hoshog Hennessy. And okay.
This is fun.
Isn't it?
Did I mention I got a date? Oh, this is my song.
I know.
It is. When I was
hungry, she fixed me something yummy. And when I was
sick, she would take this care. Is a really good song.
I know.
I love it.
Lunch Money Lewis.
Lunch Money Lewis is the guy's name?
Uh-huh. I can run in the race. Come in last. She said, that's my baby. And step up and clap.
Hi there. Welcome to the Off the Air podcast. It's the Mother's Day edition.
Ooh.
Couple times
when I was bad. Ooh.
And
she
my
hauled
mother...
off and whooped my ass.
And my mother couldn't be here, obviously, so.
Because she made me who I am.
Jess's
this song
mom.
Is dedicated to my mama. Tell me how to
put on my pajamas. Mama in pajamas, yeah.
Let me have a couple dollars. Tell me that my dreams are gonna follow. I love my mama. I love my mama.
I wonder if that looks like Lunch Money Lewis on the cover of the cartoon.
I love my mama. I love my mama. I love my mama. Mama. I'ma hold her hand. I'ma kiss her cheek. Cause that's my mama. I don't care who sees. I can't lie to her face. I can't lie on the phone.
It's Lunch Money Lewis. So, Jess, you go ahead. You want to introduce your mom and say hi and happy Mother's Day? Oh, happy Mother's Day to both you ladies, actually.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes. This is my mother, Andrea. I don't know. I don't know how to.
Say hello.
I don't know how to introduce. I mean,
you did well. That was fine.
Yeah.
Not many people call me Andrea, though.
No, that's true. It's probably Andy.
Andy, yeah. Everything's Andy.
Sure.
Most of the time.
With an I over the with an I with the heart over it, or just
no, with a Y.
With a Y.
With a Y, just Andy, like Andy Griffith. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, I played this song for my kids this morning, and I said, "You guys better do some shit like this for me when you grow up. Write a song about me.
Write a song about you."
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, probably not. No.
I've been thinking all day I should tweet my mom, put it out in the universe. It's like, sorry this took so long.
Because that's where you go to put things in the universe.
Put it out in the universe and go, sorry this took so long, but we're good.
We're good.
Happy Mother's Day.
No, you told her you were good.
We're good. Yeah, we're good.
You said it's okay.
Well, I was.
You said.
When I did that, I was halfway there, but now I'm all the way there. So
Then she probably knows.
She probably knows then, right?
Yeah, she's looking up and saying, it's fine. I understand.
Mother's Day is, for me, I'm speaking for me.
Right.
Kind of a non-holiday, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, and so that makes it uncomfortable and awkward. So to heighten that, I thought this would be a great idea for you two to be in here and for the Mother's Day. I'm sweating. Why am I sweating?
Can
you see me sweating?
Are you sweaty?
A little bit. I'm a little sweaty.
Are you cash register sweaty?
No, not cash register sweaty.
You know what? If you wrote a rap song about your mom, your rap name would be like cash register chick.
Cash register CR.
Because he gets real nervous at the cash register. It makes him sweat.
Because
sweaty cash chick.
Young money.
I've had credit cards decline, shit like that.
I don't. Oh no, but it's also the interaction you have to have with the people taking your money.
Sure. Sometimes they.
Right. You just
remind
you just
me
makes
of my
you
mother.
Nervous. Yeah.
Yeah. They make me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I used checking to have anxiety into attacks every time I had to go check out.
Really?
Yes.
Lean in. Move your mic in. Move your mic in. Get closer to your mic. It's okay.
This is.
Mom, oh my God. She says he's uncomfortable because it's phallic. It looks phallic. That's what she said.
Well, I'm talking into it and I'm fine.
Well,
I'm sure you are.
I'm sure you are. Okay. Well, there you go.
No. I guess I never noticed. It's just a microphone.
Why do you have anxiety attacks when you check out?
I don't know. I just.
You have anxiety in general.
Yeah, I didn't develop it until I got older. But I just don't like being there. I hate going to the store. Absolutely hate it.
I go every day. I don't.
Don't stock up on groceries?
Don't stock up. I was going to say load up.
Load up.
Don't stock up.
Load up, stock up.
Stock up on groceries.
I would prefer to stop at the grocery store every day and get what I need for that meal or that day.
It would save on storage space at home.
It would save on money because I go to the grocery store and buy all kinds of shit that I never use and then I throw it away.
Or, see, I did that though when I lived in town. It was just easier.
Or I throw it in the field or the tree line because, you know.
For the animals.
Yeah, I got it. Somebody's got to feed the Loch Ness barn monster that lives under my barn.
It's
oh my
gosh. It's a ground chuck or a wood hog or.
Yes, I think that is the hybrid. It is definitely one of those.
I know that sounds like, wow, he's really funny, but I actually mixed him up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Actually, I think it's the groundhog that used to live at my house. It was across the railroad tracks. We had a groundhog. That stood
you
up.
Moved and he moved. He's like, we're getting the fuck out of here. She left.
Everybody either left or crossed the tracks. Did you notice that?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, much.
There was a time where my mom and I's backyards met up,
mm-hmm.
and it was separated by the railroad tracks.
It was very nice.
You're very close.
Very.
We were close.
Ideal for childcare.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I was watching the kids.
Yeah, we didn't walk them across the tracks. I would drive them
over.
Well,
you would look both ways, but no, of course, you wouldn't walk across the track with a child. Certainly.
Right. I'd walk them across
certainly
the tracks.
Not.
She would. She made them a little path.
Mm-hmm. I did. I cut it down with the weed whacker.
Not the weed whipper.
Not the weed whip. Weed
the weed
whacker.
Whip.
The whacker.
I always call the weed whip.
No?
I don't know.
So do you guys think you at any point remind each other of the other one at any time?
There's been in photos a lot.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
Pictures.
There
right here.
There are pictures
your
where,
mouth.
Where I've looked and I'm like, I don't remember. Oh, that's not me. Never mind. Mm-hmm. But I don't.
There's times
in our lives where we've looked alike, not at the same time, but like where I looked like mom at an age. But if you had to say I looked like someone, I look like both of my grandmas probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And probably more my mother's mother now, right now. It changes, I think.
Yeah, you used to look like Annabelle. Yeah. Now you look more like my mom.
Yeah. Well, I have the exact same nose as my mom's mom. Thank God I didn't get the Italian nose.
Oh,
right?
No doubt.
I know.
Yeah, those Italians, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about those Italians?
You know what else you guys share?
What?
From me being, this is a totally a neutral observer.
Is this a new observation?
No, I think you're both, because you texted me and said, well, we're leaving now.
We did leave then.
No, but it reminded me, you're both bad leavers.
We're terrible leavers.
It's like, okay, well, we'll see you then. All right, good night. Hey, that reminds me, mm-hmm. you know, and you'll.
Bad leavers. I think that means something, actually.
Well, you don't want to say goodbye.
That's
maybe.
No.
It's not
think
that
it's,
simple?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. I think it's more, I can't remember what the word is for it, but it is. It's like a disorder, fear of missing out.
Oh, like something might happen and you might not be there.
Mm-hmm. Which I am, as I get older, I really don't give a fuck, but it's, now I don't really care. I don't know. Now if I'm somewhere, I would prefer to leave and not tell anybody. Just, where's Jess? I don't know. Okay.
I love doing that. That's mm-hmm. my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. Because
he's gone.
Especially if there's a lot of people and then you'd have to make your rounds and say goodbye. I don't like to do that.
I don't think anybody's ever asked that about me.
What?
Gee, where'd Andy go? I can't believe she left early.
Okay.
Everybody's like, wow, it got really quiet in here. No.
I like it when I go somewhere with someone else and then with Uber.
Yeah.
It's really cool then.
Oh, because you just call and the car
you just
comes.
Call and
you
go
leave.
Slip out the back and then you're gone and they call you. Man, where'd you go? Oh, I'm home. I left about an hour ago.
You've used that?
Oh, yeah.
He does Uber. That a lot.
See, I've got the app on my
phone. I love the Uber. Yeah, you got to do the Uber.
And I never asked for it. I don't know why it's there.
I've noticed this today mostly. Mm-hmm. But if my mom makes a reference to her phone, then she pulls out her phone and opens her phone to show you. Because she said...
See, now this gets to stuff that...
You don't have a frame of reference.
No, like a phone, but a lot of... There are lots of things in lots of people's lives dealing with their mother that only bothers them and it doesn't bother anybody else.
I have had this conversation. Yeah. I'm excited. No. Yeah. No.
But see, now that didn't bother me that she looked at her phone, but it bothered you because...
It doesn't bother me. I said it was an observation. But what does bother me? I'm glad you like the bracelets I bought you, but will you take them off because they're really loud on the counter? We'll edit this part out.
Okay, because that was kind of rude.
No, it's not rude. I'm just telling you that it's loud.
Why don't you buy them for me then so you'll know where I'm at?
Yeah. Well, tie a bell around her so we don't lose her.
Well, we're not going to edit that out now. I can tell you that.
I got her matching earrings and bracelets. And they're pretty.
I only took the earrings.
But they're bangles, so they're kind of loud.
Now, Andy, she told me that your gift was going to be being on this show. So you are making out today.
I am. I get pay dirt just to be in your company.
Because my mom at one time, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
See, I'm acting like she meant that. So my mom came to visit one time and was banging dishes and slamming them in the dishwasher.
So everybody knew she was doing
the dishes.
Right.
That's what I do when they come to your house.
But my wife at the time got really upset and said, I can't.
She has to leave. But that was that was the tipping point. Like there had been plenty of other things that had happened through the weekend that had led to you have to take your mother home.
Yeah. I tried many times to have some sort of meaningful conversation with my mother while she was alive that we didn't get along very well. She'd never really felt like my mother because she was so young when she had me. And
I don't feel that way.
I tried to, tell her these sorts of things the older I got. And then she would always say the same thing. Mom, we need to talk about our relationship. And she would, quick as anything, go, why do you hate me?
Would that really be her response?
Oh, yes. Exactly. Yes. And I go, Mom, I don't hate you. We need to.
What would you want to talk about, though?
Just the she didn't have. I don't.
What were you hoping she would say? Because you don't start a conversation like that without expectations.
I guess, it would have been, let's talk. What's your top three problem? What's
top three?
Well, I'll give you something that bothers me about you, and then you give me something that bothers you about me or whatever. So that's what I was hoping she'd do, but she didn't.
What maybe you need to have that conversation with somebody else and then it'll be over.
I don't think so.
You can have it with me.
Like I said, we're good.
Yeah, you guys are good. You just told her. Then why are you talking about it?
We're good.
Why are you talking about it?
I don't know. I'm trying to talk about it so I bring you two out. It's what I'm trying to do.
You want us to talk about the top three things we don't like about each other?
Go!
You're a dick.
Who wants to go first? We'll go alphabetically.
Go ahead.
Andy?
No, I'm...
I don't want to play this game.
No.
This is terrible.
It's not a real game. It's a podcast.
Pretend.
It's Mother's Day.
No, you don't pretend to make up things you don't like about somebody.
No.
Oh,
you're
going to make them up?
Yeah, because there's none. I love everything about you.
Other than my shoes.
Yeah, we did have to talk about our shoes before we left.
I'm getting to the point where comfort is more important than anything else.
I'm getting to the point where I'm going to strap that microphone to your face if you don't saddle up.
Ooh, smack man.
Gross. Oh, my God.
Yep, I think we just came up with number two. Okay. Something else you don't like about me.
I wish I would have had this opportunity with my mother. I mean, she didn't really...
No, I wish I would have had this opportunity with your mother.
Sure, you two would have...
She'd have loved me.
She would have. I think
Hands
she would
down,
have.
I'd have been her favorite.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Everybody loves you, though.
No, that is not
true.
Yes, they
do. Yes, they do.
100% not true.
We've had this discussion.
So far in this room, it's 2 out of 3, so... I'm not a big fan of me.
Oh, let's talk.
No, Mom. No, I don't want to. Let's talk about your ugly shoes.
No.
Aren't there times when you're glad that she's called or you're glad that you've called her? Aren't there times when that's the truth?
Well, yeah, why not? I'm glad every time I see her name come up on my phone.
Well, I don't
she
know if that's...
She just doesn't always answer.
I don't know if that's a true statement.
No.
But, I mean, she doesn't answer every time when I call or when anyone calls.
No, I'm bad. I am a bad cell phone answerer.
Yeah. But her daughter calls me back. If yeah. I call to talk to her, then Addie will call me and talk to me, so...
Yeah.
Oh. And then I can say, tell your mom, I said, and she gives her mom the message.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how it works.
That's true.
And I can talk to Addie for a long time, so
yes, that,
we
can.
Always have great conversations.
They talk a lot.
We do. We talk about our mom.
Oh my God.
It's true.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know what we could talk about? That you guys kind of knew each other before you
see,
knew
but
each other
I don't,
through this.
I don't remember that, though. I mean, I remember...
Thanks.
No, I don't... I remember...
So when I was a kid,
being at the nightclub, but I don't remember if you were even there. Actually,
I was there every time because I was a fan of yours.
Oh God,
I was.
When I was a kid, my mom
spun records. Mom,
you got the records out and put them up and queued them up and pushed the button
all that
and
good
they
stuff,
spun
yeah.
around and you talked on the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Two turntables and a microphone.
I don't think that was out yet.
It's back, everyone.
I know. I don't know what year. That was the late 80s.
It was late 80s. It was, yeah, Christy was married to
Jack.
The owner of
Chevy's.
And then Hard Day's Night.
And the Hop.
And that's where Mom worked.
I'm certain, because I was at Hard Day's Night every Monday night for a football season.
Is Hard Day's Night the one on the east side?
No, that's... Well, it is now, but when I went to it, it was at Geist.
Oh, okay.
No, I never went there. I was primarily
Well, west there you
side.
Go. See, that's why I don't remember you.
West
but
side.
I was...
You were still there.
I was at the... whichever one's on Shadeland was on Shadeland?
That was the Hop as well.
The Hop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was at that one like just once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Christy and I hosted these contests with pantyhose and an orange, and you tie them around a girl and...
Oh yeah, and she'd have it looked like balls
between
yeah.
her legs mm-hmm. and knock over beer bottles or something. And mm-hmm. then we had the beer bottle whipped cream, where you mm-hmm. spread whipped cream on the neck of the beer bottle and see if they lick the whipped cream off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I missed those.
Yeah,
thank you.
Pretty much at Chevy's. You guys used to. Come
and where
on
was
a lot.
Chevy's?
On the west side.
That was on the
Road.
West side.
Girls Go Road.
Oh,
was it Girls Go Road?
I don't know.
Something like that.
But it was a oldies bar.
Right.
Is that mm-hmm. the one that was an oldies bar?
I always remember DJ Mike West. Is that right?
Yeah.
I worked for him. He was my boss.
DJ Mike West.
Mm-hmm.
Had glasses, squirrely little guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wonder where he is right now.
I don't know. Probably not listening to this.
Let's hope.
Is squirrely an insult? I don't think so. It means he's active. He's busy. He's gathering his nuts.
Yeah, it was funny because I remembered him from when I was young and mom working for him. And then when I was in high school, he DJed one of my school dances.
Are you serious?
And I went up to him and I was like, I don't think you remember me, but, and yeah.
No kidding.
That would have been awkward, though. Hi, remember?
Well, I don't know.
That would have been weird. I see your curves really went forward.
Maybe you don't know if he had a successful... school DJ.
I still get people come up to me and go, hey, you're a chick, you work with Bob and Tom? Yeah, Bob. They DJed our prom. Or Bob
oh,
and
really?
Tom DJed their high school some dance. Yeah.
That's
Tom,
cool.
Tom, when they first got here, they both did.
Okay, now that I've been completely
I think
in.
So. No.
Forget okay. I said anything.
No, but when, but I.
I'm trying
I,
to save Mike West is what I'm doing.
Okay, good.
Oh. I attribute my love for Motown music and to when you
the
worked
oldies.
At those. Yeah, when you worked at those
Love the Motown.
Places. Yeah,
because yeah, we used to do the lip syncs and mm-hmm. dress in the costumes. And
no
I'd
kidding.
Come home and bring him home. And she'd dress in the wigs and the outfits. And
mm-hmm.
we'd
all true.
Dance around and have a good time.
Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm. You had a good childhood, remember that.
I know.
And it was great.
It was.
Yep.
You know, you guys talking about her childhood brings me to one story that we need to verify here. It's,
oh,
it's legendary here on the podcast.
It is?
Which one is it?
If she and her brother would ever misbehave, you'd set them out on the step and said, the gypsies are going to come get you.
Ooh, yeah, let's do that.
I was afraid the gypsy thing was going to come up. I got the gypsy thing from my mom, okay?
So that makes it okay.
I
just elaborated on it.
Break the cycle. Break the cycle.
I elaborated on it a little bit more than my mother did. My mother never actually had us pack our luggage and sit on the porch. So I guess I just confirmed
so
it.
So you made
Jesse,
it more involved.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I made it more colorful.
You mean entertaining for you? to see us sit out there on the porch.
Crying.
The neighbors were laughing
crying
at you,
their
too.
Little eyes out.
No, there are times that she'd let my brother in, she wouldn't let me in.
No, that is not true. I remember your brother
sitting
on the porch
sure
with the luggage, not you.
That happened once.
Oh, gosh, all this
but
stuff's
it was,
coming
but
back.
Sometimes one of us would get in trouble, and she'd send one to go pack a bag, and the other would be like, fuck it, I'm going with them.
I can't let him be out there by himself.
I don't want to be stuck here with Mama. And I'm not going to be by myself.
Fucking gypsies, come here, get my brother. I don't think so. By himself.
They didn't have to sit out there very long.
Okay, well, when you're six, it feels like an eternity.
I don't know. I how close is that to?
But do you know what you would say when we would come back inside?
I love you.
No, you wouldn't. You'd say you're so bad the gypsies didn't want you.
Oh yeah, the gypsies called.
You would pretend they didn't want to come get you. She even knows that they called.
They did call.
They did. You called them to come get us, and then you would bring the phone.
My phone.
You opened up your phone. Yeah.
Oh look, we have a text.
So how close is leaving you out on this front steps leaving you on the front steps for the gypsies to come get you and getting an egg timer or the microwave timer and making you sit in a chair in a corner for 3 minutes, although you're going to stand. That kind of the same?
It's the same as a timeout. It was the 80s version of a timeout.
It was, I don't know, 80s version is what, it's Andy's version of a timeout.
Andy's version of a timeout.
Well, to me, if you're upset with that child, putting them in a chair and leaving them in the same house you're in just isn't a good, it's not a good idea.
No, you got to get
it
away from
it. It was a timeout for both of us. And they had fresh air. I always made sure they had water or something. And they got to watch the other neighborhood kids play. I mean, it wasn't a terrible
punishment.
Oh, that's
nice.
I mean, they weren't out more than, 10 or 15 minutes? Mm. And never at dark. I mean,
that's probably all true.
Yeah.
I mean, she did have criteria. So, I mean, that makes it okay.
Yeah.
What did you do with Jenny and Jordan when they were bad?
Beat their ass.
No, you didn't.
What did I do with them? Let's see. What kind of mind
did they have timeout?
What kind of mind games did I play? That's out. That's on record.
Let's see. What kind of twisted mind games did I play with the
other two? We should have brought Jordan with us and had her tell her version.
I told you when you came up with this.
Because there's different parenting. It's different with the first two than it is with the second.
I would give anything for all four of you to be here and her.
There's no fucking way.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no way.
Yeah, there is.
No, no, there's not. There's no way the five of us can be around each other.
I think we're fun.
I think that you're delusional. There is no way the five of us can all be together.
Anecdotally,
and this space is too small.
What I've observed,
I bet it would be common. It would be in any family. It would be any family. The three oldest ones team up on the youngest one, and then mom takes the youngest one's side, and then it's game over.
That's not how it goes.
That's 100. Or
it is not.
Or it's the three girls that fight. Not, and by three girls, I mean Jordan, Jenny, and Mom. And then my brother, who barely comes around, can never, ever, ever do any wrong. Ever. Because he's the only boy.
No, because he's got a good way of looking at things. He said he doesn't have an opinion because the minute he offers his opinion, somebody's going to want to argue with him and tell him he's wrong. So he just keeps his mouth shut.
Well, he's goddamn.
Jess's mom was talking, we need to recreate the look on Jess's face while looking at her.
It wasn't my mom. I was my brother's quote that she's written down.
Oh, is that what you did?
In her phone somewhere.
No, it's not in my
phone. Of the smart, wonderful things that Chop says.
Well, that's it.
Uh-huh. Do you have a notebook that says that?
No, but I've kept notes on things you've said.
Probably.
The most recent thing that I can, I was around, you're funny, you know, a lot more before, but the most recent event I can remember was Jordan's graduation party.
Yeah.
And I don't, maybe I'm.
You were there. Dad was there.
Everybody, yeah. You were there too.
Oh, yeah. It was a good one.
But there was something
about,
here's People Magazine or Entertainment Weekly, and you were going on and on and on about something. And
it was.
Wait a minute. Did you just point at me and say that?
Yes.
No, dynamic of A, number one, the dynamic of this party was my middle sister Jordan's high school graduation party. And with this, at my home, my children, my ex-husband, Chick, my mother, my father, Jordan's dad, And I think that covers the
awkwardness part of it.
Okay, can I add one thing?
Sure.
Let's all note that this was 4 years ago because we did just celebrate Jordan graduating college, so way not to hold on
sure.
to things. Go ahead and continue.
I don't have a story. That's I'm just
that
saying that
no,
he
no, no.
has
I
a
just
story.
Noticed the I just noticed the what was going on in the dialogue between everybody. I mean, I know it looks like I'm not paying attention.
No.
And I look kind
at
of
at this party
stupid sometimes, but yeah, no, I mean, it was
what happened.
I didn't
you
miss
kept
it.
Oh gosh, yeah. Andy, you kept talking about something, and I maybe this is a different event that I'm thinking of, but there
I
was something going
is.
On there was something going
it may
on
have been Christmas
in entertainment, like Entertainment Weekly or something, and you were
was it a Kardashian thing?
Something about the Kardashians or something
4 years ago.
Maybe yeah,
well, they're like cockroaches, they've been around forever.
Yeah. I didn't remember any bad things happening at any family
functions. No, it wasn't bad. Chick says that he just observed. It was nothing. It was a very small
right.
thing. But he
That's
just
right.
said he observed all of our personalities
right.
coming together oh. in this one conversation.
Because in my opinion, you like to, if it's too quiet, that makes you uncomfortable. So you think of things to talk about. And sometimes the things you're talking about
have zero relevance.
You were waiting for her to
and
save
And then...
You.
That's not true.
There's another person in the room, mm-hmm. it could be my co-host, who when someone is talking too much about something she's not interested in, or she feels... No, it's not someone, it's you. That's,
okay.
No, I mean...
What did
well,
I do?
I get on her nerves.
No.
I know this.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah, no, you... No.
I'm feeling
but
really good about myself.
Sometimes... Sometimes it's valid when she gets on your nerves. Sometimes it's just that, like
well,
I said.
Like it's isolated to my mother. It's everybody.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
you
don't
right
single
now.
Her out. Yeah.
Yeah, chick.
Do you want to hear what it sounds like when you get on my nerves?
Oh, man.
No.
No.
No, ma'am.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, thank you. Please, no.
Mm-mm. Well, I guess being a family, though, we don't second guess our dynamic. So it is kind of interesting to have somebody standing outside looking in on us.
Right. And you, I mean, we lived together and Chick was a part of our family and still is.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
I wouldn't say that he's not a part of our family. But yeah, for someone who was raised by
solitude.
Your parents were married and you were an only child.
And in
so
my defense
to walk into this hot fucking mess.
If there was a conversation going on.
I mean that with all the love of my heart.
If there was conversation or / noise or anything, it was almost 99%. It was always negative. Mm-hmm. Somebody was. If it was quiet, everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as somebody said, well, it gets back to the way, but you guys do it with a lot more love when you and Josh wouldn't say hi or anything. When he could come downstairs and you're nothing, and then you'd look at him and go, what? And he'd go, what? And then, you know, you'd talk about something.
I think that my brother and I are obviously the closest. We grew up, like, we share the same childhood, you know, so you're going to be closest with him. And we lived together for 5 years as adults. So, yeah. But everybody in our family has a different relationship. We don't not, and I think that's common with a lot of families. Like, all four of us have a different relationship with our mother. All four of us have different relationships with each other. Actually, I don't know if that's true. I probably have a similar relationship with my siblings as the oldest sibling. But
well, except Josh.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But it's, I mean, when they need something, they call me. So I guess that's similar. But my brother and I don't have to talk about our relationship. We don't have
right.
to say we love each other. We
right.
don't. We don't hug each other. We don't talk about how much we care about each other or concerned with each other. Is that good? I don't know. It's not bad, but we probably get that from Dad.
I think you do.
Yeah, we don't talk about our feelings.
It's unspoken between you and your brother, but you do get that from your dad.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Because Josh loves and kisses. I mean, he hugs and kisses on me. He knows that that's something I
Are you
expect.
Being serious?
Yes, he always hugs and kisses me on the cheek.
And there's no way.
He expects, he knows I expect it.
I don't think that that's true.
I got a picture of it on my phone.
She's reaching for her phone.
It's like, hold on, he's getting ready to kiss me. Somebody get this. No.
He does?
Joshua does. He always, hi, Mom. He'll say, love you. He gives me a peck on the cheek, and he hugs me.
I did not know that.
I make him do it. Oh. But
as long as, you know, as long as it's heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Well, I guess that's because we don't, that's not what we do with.
I think we all do that, though. We all, for the most part, we're huggers.
No, that is where you're wrong. I am not a hugger.
I guess I don't.
True. You don't know that story when one Chop's girlfriend, he introduced a girlfriend to me, mm-hmm. and she comes in, she goes, I'm a hugger. And I said, well, I'm not, so this is going to be awkward.
You and I hug.
Not often.
You do the one-handed thing, though. I do. You're burping me.
Yeah. Is that true?
She does, doesn't
she? Patting on the back is insincere. That's body language.
But she does.
I don't pat you. I will hug you one hand, but I don't pat.
But you do this.
I do. That's how I show you I love you.
All right, let's keep that between the three
of us. That's weird.
No, it's not weird.
It kind of is.
It's mine. Yeah. It's a security thing. It's, I don't know, whatever.
So, Mother's Day, huh?
Yeah. I had a good Mother's Day.
Did you? What happened? Tell me all about it. You had breakfast at some point, I hope, in the bed.
No. No, what did... Oh, well, I guess that's kind of sad. We got up and my family went to the cemetery to see Grandma Hooker. And we stopped for donuts and coffee on the way, which I loved, you know, no big deal. We listened to Lunch Money Lewis's Mama song all the way there. And then I opened my cards. Max got me a card that said on the front, "You're one badass mother who didn't even give birth to a child." And I was like, what? And I read the front of the card like three times. "You're one badass mother who didn't even give birth to a child."
And just what was like Shaft on the cover or something? Or
no, it was just like a silhouette of a mom. And then I opened it and it said, "You gave birth to a legend."
Oh, okay.
He thought that was hilarious. And then he got me the Harper Lee biography.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be great.
Yeah, he got me that. And then Addie got me pajamas.
You love a nice pajama.
Mm-hmm. And then jointly, there was a gift from the three of them, and it was a substantial amount of money to the motor to the motorcycle shop.
Oh, okay, like a gift certificate, so you could get some stuff for your bike. Well, that's cool.
Falcone.
Did you get gray jeans?
Gray jeans?
Yeah.
No, I got gray pajamas.
Oh, okay, because Addie told me she got you jeans.
No, she didn't get me jeans. She got me pajamas. She got me pajamas. Okay. Which she got gray, which was good.
Oh, okay.
Because she knows I like gray.
And then I came over.
And then my mom came over, and she got me a really pretty planner, actually, with the succulents in it that I like.
Smell really good?
No. They don't
smell. Taste really good?
Nope, you don't need them either.
Succulent?
You just look at them.
So they're...
They're hard to kill. That's why she got them for me. That's true.
He's succulent. He's hard to kill, isn't he? He's so succulent.
They are hard to kill. Yeah, so I've had a good Mother's Day.
Let's see. What did the card that Max gave me say?
I don't know if we've covered this, but my kids call my mom when Max was, I think, two or three, maybe. He was just able to talk. I jokingly said, "Mamaw crazy." And Max called her that. But, you know, my mom took it and made it her own and spells it K-R-A-Z-Y.
Well.
Yeah. So
Ergo Addie calls her Mamaw crazy.
And so, you know, I don't know what it is because they also call my dad Papal Tony. And my dad's name's David. So.
Well, we did sort of kind of figure that out.
Yeah, that was kind of like.
A friend of his named Tony,
and he's always over there. And there was a point where Max said, "My papaw, Tony's," and so I don't know what people thought about his papaw, and that he had two papaws.
Everyone's welcome.
Were together.
Everyone's welcome here in Indiana. Everyone's welcome.
Yep. And Max made Mom a card today, and it said, "Sometimes it's okay to be crazy," on the front of it.
Well, there.
Isn't that sweet?
It is okay to be crazy.
My grandchildren accept me.
And what did Addie say? "You're my best friend for life."
To my BFF.
To my BFF for life.
It says, "I love you so much." And then it says, "P.S. I love you."
So in case you didn't get it the first time.
Yeah. Best friends forever for life.
For life.
BFFFL.
Yes.
Yes. I am blessed.
Yes. 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 So
I really am. I have four wonderful children, two beautiful grandchildren. I am really lucky.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome. Would you like to say some more nice things about me now?
Yeah. What do you want me to say next? Do you want me to start reading from the list you gave me in the car?
I do have a list in my purse.
Of what?
Things that you probably wouldn't want me to talk about.
Oh, she wrote stuff down. She did some preparation.
It's a full paper. Yeah.
Here's one. I knew Jesse would not be an animal person by what she named her first dog.
Oh, yeah. See, this. Is true.
This explains. This is a famous story on the podcast.
In my defense, you're right. I am not. But what my mom and my sister consider animal people are like above and beyond like normal, like dog owning people. Yes, it is. They have a lot of animals.
We have big hearts.
Something like that.
You want to go over there all the animals you have real quick?
I could.
Okay.
We have 5 dogs, 2 cats, 5 snakes. We have...
I'm sorry, did you say snakes?
Yeah, okay. 5. We have...
That's one for each dog and cat.
Right. Mm-hmm. 4 rats. Or no, we have 5 rats now. Jenny brought home another one because it was going to be fed to a snake.
Never heard that. A rat followed me home. Can I keep it?
She adopts them. She actually pays for them, believe it or not. And then she's got a tarantula, 2 geckos, 2 bearded dragons, an iguana. And then she's got a colony of hissing cockroaches and a colony of dubias. And then we got... Did I say 2 cats?
What are dubias?
Mm-hmm. Dubias are just...
Bugs? You know, to be
cockroaches,
to be dubious,
you know, to be questionable, you know, is he succulent or not? We're not sure. He's dubious. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as much as we've had at times. It's kind of weirded out over the years. Okay. No.
All right.
But we kind of like.
So what was the name of
my first dog?
Jess's first dog.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Get dog.
Get dog. Because you didn't want the dog around.
Mm-mm.
Get dog.
Yeah, you laugh because whenever your dogs jump on me, I was like, no. That's what I say when Chick's dogs jump on me. So I named it. It was a really cute little dog. I remember that.
It was.
But so.
Do you remember what kind of dog it was?
It was a little black curly dog.
Yeah, it was just a little mixed dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I had Get Dog. And since, you know, I liked Get Dog and he... probably came to like what my knee, they thought it'd be a good idea to get a Great Dane.
Oh, was that Sable?
No, Sable was second time
this
around.
Was Brutus.
This was Brutus.
Brutus.
A white one. Yeah.
A white Great Dane?
Mm-hmm. He was silver gray.
Yeah.
With baby blue eyes.
I don't know.
They don't live very long.
I was like 3.
Because they're gigantic.
They are giant.
They take up too much oxygen and then they stop
What
breathing.
Happened to all these dogs? I feel like we had a new dog every year.
Your dad happened to the dogs. Your dad is not an animal person either.
Maybe that's why.
That's right. Kept saying the dog ran away. I ain't stupid. I know the dog didn't run away.
That's, you know what? Here's what's terrible. We did have Lily when we were old enough to take care of a dog. Dad got Lily.
Right.
And I think Chop was like in 7th grade or something. We had just moved into that house. No, because we had just moved into that house. Yeah. And he had Lily. And when I left for college, it was just Dad and Chop at the house. And I came home, the first weekend I came home, and Lily was gone. And I said, where is Lily? And he said, well, somebody from work adopted her. And I don't think that that's what happened. And then we had a dog that we had, and his name was Robert.
See, this one really bothers me. I saw pictures of Robert, and Robert was a cute dog. Robert, but he did eat the sofa.
Right. It was, yeah.
This is freaky, though,
it was,
about the name.
It is.
Yes, how the Robert came to Max. You guys were in the pet store, and he said it just came to him that he wanted to name the dog Robert. And you came home. You'd never heard the name Robert before. It happened to be on my dad's birthday that you adopted him, and my dad's name was Robert.
Oh, that's strange.
And that's also a tradition in your family, naming.
That's not a tradition. That's my Aunt Susie. That is not a tradition.
Oh, after dead people. I know.
She names her cats after dead people. But that doesn't have any, that is not a tradition. That's Aunt Susie's tradition.
Okay.
So if you come over and the cat's named after you, you know your time is limited.
I'm out of here.
You're out.
Come here, chick. Ho, ho, what? What the?
Oh, something else.
No, but so then he told me that he found a home for Robert.
and that it was on a farm with two lesbians, and they had a bunch of beagle mix dogs. And I, yeah, every time I go over there, I say, can we go see Robert? And he was like, oh, they're not home, or they live right up the road or whatever. But I've never, I'm afraid, I don't know where he is.
Dad doesn't know any lesbians.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Let's get to another topic on that. That is an extensive list, Andy. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
How about the library when you were a little girl?
You don't want to talk about that one?
Oh, I don't care. She can tell a story. I don't need to tell it.
Do you remember?
Yep. Oh, very vividly.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
Yeah. Well, this will explain a lot.
Wasn't it Plainfield?
Yeah.
It was in Plainfield, and there was some kind of an event for the grade school going on at the Avon Library, or mm-hmm. Plainfield Library, whatever mm-hmm. it was. And there was a bunch of parents and kids standing around, and...
You don't know this story?
Jesse tooted really.
It's coming back to me.
Jesse tooted really, really
loud. In my defense, I sneezed. I sneezed.
And you farted.
And it came all out at once. It was too much for my little 7-year-old body.
And it was really, really loud.
And she still thinks it's the funniest thing she's ever part
of. And I didn't want anybody to think it was me. So I went, Jesse! And
how old was she?
About 7 or 8.
7, yeah.
Well, she still remembers it. You know that, right?
I apologize for it often.
She wouldn't, because she said she'd do it all over again at breakfast this morning. She said it's just people are more forgiving of kids who fart. She was like, they would remember me forever if they thought it was me.
Okay, I did say. But yeah, all the expression came right out of her little face, just like when she used to sit on the porch waiting on the gypsies.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, that is another. Used to take candid photos of the kids when they were toilet training. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't candid. She would just open the door, swing the door open, take the picture, then close the door, just to be mean.
No, I used to say, if you don't behave, I am going to make sure everyone you date sees these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like myexgirlfriend.com or something, only your mother was in charge of it. And
right. Yeah. Her primary emotion in parenting was embarrassment.
Fear.
No.
Fear.
No, it was fear.
It's a healthy fear.
It's a healthy fear.
That's right.
That your mom will mortify you one day.
No.
What else is on that list?
The only time I ever threatened you is, well, I threatened your brother.
You threatened him?
Yeah. When I told him that if he threw a fit, I would pull down his pants and beat his ass in front of God and everyone. And so right after that, we were going up to the line, and he saw some candy, and he pointed at it. He goes, I not want that, Mom, because I don't want you beating my ass in front of God and everyone. Because you know he used to talk like that.
Yeah, I know.
But I got in trouble for making fun of that, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, he couldn't say...
He couldn't say a lot of things.
He couldn't say TRs when he was little.
You know he's got like 2% body fat now, right?
Oh, yeah, but I'm his mom. He hugs me.
Okay.
But he couldn't say TRs.
Mm-hmm.
They would come out as Fs.
Mm-hmm.
And his favorite toy were trucks.
Yep.
So he didn't speak until Jesse went to school, though.
That's true.
Aww.
He would just point at everything, and Jesse would read his mind and go take care of him, just like she still does now.
No, just like I still do now.
Exactly. We thought he was slow. Come to find out, he's genius.
What other topics do you have there, Andy?
We could talk about the summer break piercings.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well... Now, you go ahead.
No, I don't.
No, I'll just read my list. We don't have to hit everything.
Well, there was
my mom and I got our belly buttons pierced together on my, I think I was a junior in high school, spring break.
That's not the one.
When I was in college? No, my senior spring break when I got my nose and my eyebrow pierced.
And your tongue.
No, I didn't.
You did a bunch because you came home.
I got my tongue pierced when I turned 18, and that was the summer. That was in the summer. And then I went on spring break and I got my eyebrow and my nose pierced. So I had 3 piercings, not all at the same time.
But she comes home and her dad calls. I guess I don't know this story. He goes, Andrea, did you happen to see what your daughter did?
I thought you were talking about when you and I got our belly buttons pierced together.
No, that was pretty uneventful.
Of course
but,
it was.
But he's like, I can't believe she did that. I said, David, she's doing it just to get a rise out of you. Just ignore it, and she'll take him out. She'll get over it. He goes, okay. So he didn't say anything. About a month later, he calls me, and he goes, Andrea, do you know what your daughter did? No. He goes, to add insult to injury, do you remember all those piercings she got? I said, yeah. He goes, I gave her an emergency visa and told her to only use it for emergencies, he says, and she put the piercings on that visa, and now she expects me to pay for them. And that was a really bad story. Let's edit that out.
I was drunk. I didn't know. I just used the card that I had, probably.
But I called you, and I said, Jesse, I was all for you when you did the piercing thing, but the charging it to Daddy's visa, that was on you.
Oh, yeah. See, and let me explain to you the difference.
Okay, make the story better, please.
Let me explain to you the difference between first child, last child. Because when my sister was a senior in high school, my dad paid for all of her fucking piercings and her tattoos.
No, he didn't.
Okay, they did.
No.
Yes.
No.
You bought them.
No, I did not.
That's not true. Or that is true.
I did buy this one.
Okay, see.
But that's one. No, she saves her own money. Dad didn't pay for them because Dad wouldn't. Because then she'd have to tell Dad what she was doing and she wouldn't do that.
Dad paid for the tattoo that she has on her arm right here.
He did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because he decided to go completely opposite of how he raised us, is what he said.
But you guys turned out well. At least I think so.
Tell him.
I feel like you and I both need some therapy.
You said just now? Just in this moment?
It was an epiphany. Boop.
What's the next thing on your list?
Don't anybody worry. I'm still right here. I'm enjoying the podcast right along with you.
Do edit out that stupid story about the visa, though. That wasn't any good. Let's just get done with that. Gosh. Hold on. There's more than one page.
I just wish it was on your phone.
More than one page.
I just wish
Can I look at it?
No.
Yeah, let me look at it.
Can you read her writing?
Yo, yeah. She has beautiful handwriting.
Aw, that was a compliment. Thank you.
Can I look at it?
This isn't all of them. Oh, your Jeep made it on here, though.
When you wrecked my Jeep?
No, when you had it for 1 month and got 3 speeding tickets and lost it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, she did.
Okay, well, while I had my Jeep taken away, my mother totaled it. Does that help? We leave that part of the story out?
I'm off. Help.
Hit the on. There you go.
Thank you. Somebody T-boned me. I didn't do it on purpose.
At Burger King.
Hold on, I got another one.
Home of the Whopper?
I was getting food for my sick mother.
You know how many people would like to be able to sit down and talk to their mother in this fashion?
Really? Some people just have to go to therapy after their parents are dead or something.
Right.
I invented the photobomb.
You did.
Wow.
All those pictures. Damn it, Jessica, sit down. Jessica, damn it, get out of the picture.
Uh-huh, that is true. Mostly in videos, though. Videos, like they'd be videoing Christmas and I would find ways to walk right in front of the camera and just look at the camera. Like there's just
and the thing the is time. she was yelling at other people about doing it, and then we pulled out old videos and there she is. I've got more on my list. I got another list somewhere too.
Now, did you just make this list because you knew you were going to be on the podcast, or have you had this list?
No, I've got a bunch of lists where my children are concerned.
You mean list that for your own good?
Yeah, for my own good. I got to figure out which one of you I trust to pick out my nursing home when I get old. I'm not feeling very comfortable with any of you right now. I want someplace nice with cabana boys.
We could get you a cabana boy.
I want a cabana boy really bad.
Dilly Bar and Camels.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
A pack of camels or the actual animal?
It had to have been because I smoked Camel Wides as soon as I was old enough to buy cigarettes.
Camel Wides?
Wides, because then I would know they were mine. Nobody else at parties.
Are those little stubby camels?
I don't even know if they make them anymore.
Did they have filters or not?
No. Yeah, they were filtered.
Oh, they were? Okay.
They weren't?
I don't think so, no.
See,
I was like a badass.
My dad
apparently
smoked the camels, no filters. They were in the little stubby pack.
Remember when you used to flash people at the White Castle?
I didn't flash them. I mooned them.
Wow.
I mooned them. So we lived on the east side, and there was nothing to do ever.
There was not.
And so if we would skip school, we would just drive around Cherry Tree Village and or Cherry Tree, like the shopping center, where Lowe's and Best Buy and all those things were. And I would just put my butt up in the window, and we'd all laugh. We'd just drive by people. And
see, that you got that from your Aunt Rosie, though.
Yeah, she
your Aunt Rosie would moon anyone. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I lived across the street from her. And, from the time I was 7 till 15? And for, the first 6 years I knew her, she had me convinced that she was a child star and she was Annette Funicello.
She sort of did look like Annette.
She had us all convinced in the neighborhood that she was from the original Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah, that's
Club.
How my parents met. I don't know if you knew that.
Did I you think know? I sort of knew
my,
that.
My, my maternal grandparents lived across the street from my dad's oldest sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how my parents met.
And that was Rosie, right?
My Aunt Rosie.
That was Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
What else is on the list?
That's not all.
Are you editing?
No, I don't know where all of them is. That's just...
If one person walks in and asks how I'm feeling, what is that about?
I don't know. Did I miss a
thought? No, apparently not. That's why I was asking.
Because her rule of thumb is if you keep everything to yourself if you're sick.
Let's see.
That's the difference. If there has to, if you want to, if there is a bigger difference between me and my mother.
Bronchitis.
Oh, that was the story. That was the bad story about grandma.
And me?
No, that was something I wanted to tell you about.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the only time I ever heard grandma say a bad word. That was
really?
Something I wrote down for you, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she said the P word.
Piss?
No.
Ussy?
Yeah. And my mom never cussed at all, so.
Oh.
Was she referring to one of the cats you guys had, or was it just...
No.
Okay.
No. It was sad.
It was... The biggest difference between my mother and I is that if I'm sick, physically sick, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to share it with anybody. And I especially don't want to act like I'm sick. Mm-hmm. Like I want to be up and I want to be, you know, like and it's not anything to be proud of. I'm kind of like a martyr that way. Like that's just a stupid, like I'm just being an asshole. It's like, that's my dad.
It's gonna hurt.
No, it's not going to hurt.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't, because you know.
No.
What am I going to say next?
Finish your thought. I'm not being rude.
What am I going to say next then?
I know what you're going to say.
That you're always sick?
No, it's a thing when you get older, because my mom did it too. It's just.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's a shout for attention.
Do you really think that?
No, it's just.
She really thinks that's what you want her to say.
Thank you, Chick.
You're welcome.
No, I don't want you to say that. But
no.
But you have, I think you've had bronchitis since I was 11.
Probably. And your compassion is overwhelming for my medical condition.
I don't. Ask Chick. Chick, how am I when people are sick?
Don't drag me into this.
Yep, do it.
Well, send the grandbabies to grandma next time that they
get
sick.
I take care of them when they're sick,
okay.
But hey, they don't get sick
when
very
often. When I'm sick, I don't want anybody bothering me. I want to be left alone. I really do.
That is not true.
So if I'm telling you about it, it's just a cry for attention.
It's just...
Because you don't pay enough attention to me.
Is that right?
Yeah, I feel neglected.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Are you being serious?
I am being serious.
Neglected by who?
All my children.
There is a point in every parent's life, whether it's a fact or not,
mm-hmm.
that they feel like they've been forgotten.
That's right. It's like...
Sure.
Well, this is a rough time because Jenny
That's
just went
true.
For college.
Currently, I have 3 kids, and I wish one of them would
currently?
Act like they've...
You might,
currently,
you,
I have 3 kids.
Are you trying to have more?
Might be.
You working on making your family bigger?
Maybe I'll get a China baby. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's one I'd like to ignore me a little more, but there's one I'd like to have pay attention to me a little more. So, you know.
Are they both girls?
I'm not saying. Not going to be that. I've only recently learned that there's someone, one of them listens to this podcast religiously.
Oh, really?
Look at her. She's not happy stirring things up in her own family. She wants to jump in and stir it up with yours, too.
That's not true.
That's absolutely
I'm not stirring shit.
Oh, no. I was telling you what I was. No.
I know. But you're saying there's times where you feel ignored a little bit by your children.
Certainly, but yeah. That's just a natural reaction on behalf of a parent.
Right.
All parents feel neglected and ignored at some point.
I felt neglected and ignored when I was doing the laundry this morning before we left.
There you go.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
No, I've had
because I should
in
not
the
be doing laundry on Mother's Day.
No, you shouldn't.
See,
but it would have waited till tomorrow.
But I don't wait till tomorrow. If there's laundry to do, I got to do it.
Well, then that's your issue. You ought to let...
Yes.
Just let it go.
How
it's going to be there.
How are you with laundry, Mom?
Really? My logic is leave it. It will be there tomorrow. Same as it is with the dishes.
I'm rubbing my face right now.
No. My mother always said you are not going to grow up and remember whether or not you could eat off the floors in your house. You are going to remember whether or not it was a home where people loved to be. And if you had fun.
That was your logic behind that?
It came from my mom.
Right.
I blame somebody.
Well,
you ought to accept that, though. That way you already got an
excuse.
I know, but I'm kind of, I don't know. You know, I'm very, not. You think I'm anal?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You are about certain things, yeah. You definitely have some David in you.
What? Why? About anal about what? What do you think I'm anal about?
Don't drag me into this.
You really are.
About what, though? I feel like I just maintain
control.
Things. That's untrue.
She said she maintains. Maintain and control is kind of the same thing.
But what specifically do you see me be anal about?
You have it in your mind how things should go.
Yeah.
And you will not relinquish any control of the situation or the event to anyone else because you are so afraid that they are not going to do it like you want it to do.
Okay, so you have
high expectations, yeah. And you want you. And I mean, it's not a bad thing. You work very hard to make sure your expectations are met, not only for yourself but for your family, your kids. But it comes across as being anal.
So you mean when you say, "Can I bring something to Christmas? Do you want me to make this? Do you want me to help you clean up?" And I say, "No."
You always let me do dishes.
I do let you do dishes.
Thank you.
But,
and you get to wrap up the leftovers.
motherfucker.
You have an issue with me on this, don't you?
It's not just me. It's everybody.
I've never seen.
Because you told everybody. Oh, you're in on
I don't
it.
Have to.
I've never seen so many leftovers wrapped up in my life.
And my mom refuses.
It was beautiful.
She refuses to have Tupperware, so she has to find any bowl or container of any kind, and she will wrap it in fucking foil all the time. There's always foil.
It's not just always foil.
What else do you use?
I like Saran Wrap, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you specific to what you use your foil and your Saran Wrap for? And it doesn't matter. It can be, there can be like two spoonfuls of corn we'll just go ahead and we'll put that in here.
We put it next to the potatoes in case somebody that heats up the potatoes wants to mix corn in with it, because that's the way you people eat it all the time. And you people, I mean,
Prossers. You people.
Jenny, I mean, Prossers, yeah.
By you people, she means Prossers. Yeah.
Yes. You guys mix gravy, corn, cake. You mix it all together.
But I've never seen you eat leftovers.
I don't eat leftovers.
But you always have a refrigerator full of leftovers.
Well, that's...
That's in case somebody comes and wants a quick meal.
Yeah, and then I...
How many people are coming by your house for food?
Nobody comes to visit me at all. Thank you for bringing that up.
And you know why?
But if they come, I got plenty of leftovers.
I know. But do you know why no one comes to your house?
Because I live far away. And because of my dogs.
Because no one knows where you live. I don't even know where you live.
I was going to ask you what side of town you lived on now,
but
I was scared.
She lives in the West Side.
West Side? Nobody goes to the West Side.
I cannot wait to get out of the West Side.
She lives in Hallville.
I do not live in Hallville. I just live in hell.
Hallville.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Your dad lives on the West Side.
My dad lives in Avon.
Yeah, he's like Upper West Side. Now, I moved here.
You know what? I've just decided. I've made an executive decision. My name's on this show. I ain't cutting nothing out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going. So I'm leaving it all in.
I don't know where you live. You wouldn't let me come to your house.
I wouldn't.
If I did.
See? I wouldn't, because I took it sight unseen. I thought I was doing it because my uncle needed the help. Well, my uncle needs AA is what he needs.
Okay, I might cut that part out.
No, you don't have to.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to. Everybody knows it. Anyway, I went over there because I thought, well, I felt like I could be needed because, you know, my kids... Jenny was going to college. I'd been a mom for, 33 years? It's first time no kids in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought my uncle needed me because he was sick. And then I got over there and realized, no, that ain't
And that's
case.
Your only family, living
that
family.
That is my only family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have, you know.
Well, you have a sister, but we don't talk to her.
Well, I'm deceased to her, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. But, yeah. My kids and my uncle.
I'd forgotten entirely about that situation.
Oh, yeah. Bitch.
It's forgettable.
You know, the first thing she said to me when you were in the bathroom, she said, Jenny's moving to West Lafayette.
She is. When does she leave?
July 17th.
And that's her apartment.
I'm just trying to help.
You're just letting me know?
You need to keep an eye on this.
She's trying to move back out to the East Side since Jenny's moving to...
No, I have been trying to move back to the East Side ever since I got to the West Side. That is why I left almost everything in storage. My house right now... can be loaded up in the back of my SUV. I hate it that bad.
That's why
you if you really want to move back to the east side, why don't we put a man on that and you can move back to the east side?
I noticed my daughter has a spare room, by the way, Chick.
No, I don't. No, I don't. There was a spare room and I tore the wall down so no one else could move in.
I don't need privacy.
No, no, no. Mm-mm.
Maybe we should wrap it up here because the last time you moved in, I lived there and it didn't go very well, so...
Oh, let's bring that up.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, what? I do want to move back, though. I miss my grandbabies, and I miss my kids, and I don't like the west side.
Well, there's a house.
Only two of her kids live on the east side, so obviously it's her two favorite ones. I don't know if it's her favorite.
You know,
they are.
There's a couple of houses.
It's not. That's not true. That's not true at all. If we had to go by, if we had to go by favorites, it would be, it would go Jenny, it would go... It would go,
you know, before you do this, can I tell you this isn't a good idea? But
oh,
you
yeah.
go ahead.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
I agree, but go ahead.
Well, like you're going to say that it's you know, I know you're not going to say, but we know.
A good parent always says my favorite is who I'm with now.
No.
That's what they say.
No, they don't.
If you have
they say
great...
I love all of them differently.
I do love you all differently.
I know.
Okay, so what
starting
are
with the best. You love Jenny the best. That's how you love her differently.
Oh
no, but for no, let's to be fair, Chop is probably because he's the
oh
only
gosh.
He's the only boy.
Yeah,
but then there's Jenny. Jenny would be the first of the girls, and then me and then Jordan. Easy. That's easy. That's so easy.
Jordan doesn't make the top 3?
No, she knows it.
That's is there anything I wouldn't do for any of you kids?
I know that there's nothing, but that doesn't mean that you like to hang out with us equally.
Jordan doesn't like to hang out with me.
I know. I didn't say she did. Maybe that's why she's your least favorite.
She's not my least favorite. That is evil. Tell her that's evil. You know what? I cannot wait until your kids grow up and I get to have a conversation like this with them.
No, you don't, because you know? I have a boy and a girl, so it's easy. Like, you're my favorite son and you're my favorite daughter.
So I reproduce too much, and that's why I'm in this situation.
No, I'm just telling you, we're all very, very, very different.
It's not that Jenny is my favorite. It's just she's the one that I have the most one-on-one contact with. You have went on to have your own life and your own children. Your brother's moved on. Your other sister's moved on.
It's not moved on. It's grown up.
Well, yeah. You guys don't need me as much as she does. So that's why it seems like she's my favorite. She's my favorite.
No,
right now,
no.
Only because of
she
time.
Doesn't need you that much. You need to coddle her that much. You and Dad both do it. It is insane. It is mind-blowing, the difference between me and Jenny. I mean, mind-blown.
One has blue eyes, one has brown.
That's not true.
But wouldn't you say that part of that...
And raising. And like I said, it would be that way in any family when you have
the oldest to the youngest.
Right. Always.
Right. I think all
family.
Old...
In a lot of families.
I think all oldest children...
Don't you think so?
All really? Oldest, I think, and I don't want to make this sound like a generalization, but I'm going to say all oldest children are jealous or...
Oh, probably.
Notice an incredible difference between the way they were raised and the way their younger siblings were raised.
I'm
absolutely.
The oldest, too.
I know
and
you're the
because,
oldest.
Because... No, because... Because you were older when you had Jenny, you had a different perspective.
I was tired.
The world was different.
Yeah, she had given up, basically, is what happened.
Speaking of giving up.
No. No, I just think it is, because Jenny and I are 15 years apart
right.
in
and
age.
That's quite a spread.
And that is a huge spread. So that I was as old as I was, you know, like I helped take care of her like any older kid would. But it's astonishing. It's astonishing the way that she behaves and what she gets away with compared to me.
Do you want me to tell you what she just said to me?
What?
Resentment.
Probably.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
May I just take the opportunity to tell you that I really appreciate you having me on for Mother's Day. I am feeling so good about this show.
No, it's not. It is not bad because I know that I treat Max and Addie different. I know that I do.
But they're not announcing it to the world.
No, they will. They'll okay. have their own podcast one day. And
you think
they'll...
so? Wouldn't that be great?
But it's not. I don't think it's anything to feel bad about. That you treat your youngest different than you treat your oldest. Like he said, every single family.
Different is different than what you just said. You
what?
Made it sound like it was better. Different and better are different.
What's better?
You made it sound like I treated her better.
No, it's not better. I wouldn't say it's better. I think it's different.
Well, I might say it. I might say from a perspective that
An outsider's perspective?
Look how I treated my oldest daughter compared to my youngest daughter.
Yes.
Compared to...
Your oldest daughter and your youngest daughter had two completely different lifestyles.
Two completely different lifestyles and two completely different people as a father. And my youngest daughter, and I certainly, other than the fact that I lived with them for, 3 years or whatever it was, the way I treat Max and Addie, totally different than any of my kids.
That's true.
Only because I'm an entirely different person than I was when my oldest daughter was a baby.
Right.
Do you think it has to do with age?
Sure. Age, maturity, intelligence, stuff you're exposed to.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I am not the same parent. I had you so young.
Yeah.
I was like I had playmates.
Yeah.
So it was a completely different dynamic.
I know that, but I'm just saying that, and like he said, like I guarantee it is not different for any family who has an oldest and a youngest.
Yep.
Because, they write movies about that, how the mother always coddles the youngest one. That's
so
just
I'm
common.
Normal now.
It is normal. It is normal, but I guess I'm surprised. I'm more surprised at how different dad is.
Okay, dad is the one you have issues with then. Let's get this
right. Yeah, you're in the clear, I think.
Oh, I feel so much better.
You're fine.
I can't wait to hear about the Father's Day show he's going to be on.
I don't think so.
No. You don't think so?
No. He wouldn't.
Once again, my dad's not available, so I don't know what we're going to do.
Maybe we should have your kids on for Father's Day.
That would be great.
Well, I don't know which one.
Whoever's available.
Well, the oldest one is the only one that would be.
They're all out of state.
Yeah, the oldest one is the only one that would be even
I was going to say, you're
marginally
all three of
available.
Your children are in three different states.
In fairness to my situation, I think you need to have the oldest one on. That would make it fair.
It'd be something else.
Would it be like this?
I don't think this is bad.
No, this hasn't been bad. No, God,
you think
no.
This is bad?
People on the podcast are sick and tired of hearing me talk about my mother. But let's just sum up: if my mother, no one got punched in the face. So I think this is fine. This
We're
is great.
We're not physical. No,
no.
We are pretty blunt. We do tell each other what we think for the most part.
I don't think this is bad.
This is healthy. This is good. This is the opposite of, what's the opposite of bad?
And you didn't know that I was jealous of Jenny?
Not to that degree.
Oh my God,
remember,
yes.
You don't talk to me
have
that
you
often
not,
anymore.
Have you not seen, there's one person in the universe that can upset her as upset as I've ever seen Jess. In however long.
I don't think my mom would know that.
Is it Jenny?
It's Jenny. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but do you remember when Jordan used to upset you that much?
Okay, Jordan was like 8.
Okay, but you guys had the same dynamics. You guys fought and argued, and you were just evil and vile to one another. And at that age, Jenny
I know,
was
but
cute,
now Jenny's 20. Now Jenny's 19.
Jenny's 18.
However old she is.
Okay.
And yeah, Chick's absolutely right. No one can upset me as bad as. But she does it to Jordan, too. Jenny does it to Jordan, too. Chop doesn't care.
But no one upsets Jenny, I don't think. Maybe we should have Jenny on.
Jenny doesn't get upset.
Uh-uh.
Because.
You talk about walls. Ooh. Yeah. She's got walls.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
that's why she's got her animals. Because she doesn't trust most people.
Well, she might be onto something there.
Yeah, somebody was listening to me trash men all those years. Thank goodness. She'll never get married.
Well, let's not lose sight of all of you people are women, so I think that might have something to do with it.
Yay!
Sing it, Jimmy.
Oh.
Come on, baby.
When I was hungry, she cooked me something yummy.
Tuna noodle casserole.
Oh,
my mom used to make me tuna noodle casserole.
Sounds delicious.
Recipe from my mom.
You put your peas in there, put green peas?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Lasur, yes, only the best.
Eaty, beaty, beaty.
Well, that's our Mother's Day podcast. Everybody all right? You all right?
I'm good.
This was good.
Maybe we should have drove separate cars.
What's the opposite? Yeah, you did. Guys did come in the same car.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to drive all the way out to the west side.
No, she's at my house.
Oh.
She's going to call Uber for me.
This podcast is dedicated to my mama.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. And this is, once again, this is Lewis. What is it, Lewis Lunch Club?
Lunch Money Lewis.
Lunch Money Lewis.
I love my mama. I love my mama. Great. I love my mama.
Great song.
Thanks, Mom. Love you.
I love you.
I love everybody. Peace.
Good night, everybody. I don't care who sees. I can't lie to her face. I can't lie on the phone. She can hear it in my voice. Oh, yeah, she knows something wrong. She keep the family together. Make sure we get along. You swear she a bodybuilder. Man, that lady so strong. And I'm still her baby, even though I'm grown. You can call me mama's boy all you want. You can call me mama's boy all you want. Couple times when I was bad.
Ooh, she hauled off and whooped my ass.
But I'm still her biggest fan.
Ooh,
cause she made me who I am.
Song is dedicated to my mama. Taught me how to put on my pajamas.
Always let me have a
couple dollars.
Told me that my dreams are
better follow. I love my mama. I love my mama. I love my mama. I love my mama. I love my mama.
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 This is for all the mamas. Grandmamas. Great grandmamas. Step mamas.
Single mamas. My mama.
Yeah. All the mamas working more than one job. Working real, real hard. Mamas all over.